Yeah, man. Two for Tuesday. Canadian Bill, also known as Shatner, requested April Wine. World's going crazy. Whole world's going crazy. Yeah, it has. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5. And then Steve Cochran at 6. Hey, you know what I was thinking? We were just talking about nerds and dorks and geeks. Esmeralda, do you remember the TV show Beat the Geeks?
Yeah.
God, I loved that show. I loved that show. And I would have killed the movie geek. Would have killed him. I would have destroyed him.
You should try to bring it back.
That was a good show, man. I'm trying to remember who the host of that show was. I can't remember who the host was. I know that one of the geeks, and I think he might. I don't know if he was. He wasn't the movie geek. He was. I think he was the music geek. Was a stand up comedian. His name was Paul. I had him on the show a couple of times. The big guy with the sideburns.
And he's who?
He was. I think he was the music geek.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that show was cool, man. That was cool. Anyway, speaking of music, you see the segue? I feel more professional. You know why? Because a professional has just entered the building.
Ah.
It's Skip Skipley, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey,
Skip,
nice.
Skip Skipley.
Nice to see you guys.
Hi, Skip.
How are you?
All right. How you been?
Good. Monty Hall says hello.
Oh, wow. It's impressive.
Yeah.
Did you make a deal with him?
We were at the flea market making deals.
Oh, I see.
Oh,
I love Monty Hall goes to flea markets to make deals.
What else is he going to do?
Yeah,
wow.
He misses it, so that's where he goes.
Is Monty Hall still alive?
Yes.
Okay, good. Yeah. Oh, you checked it out.
Well, I mean, I was with him.
Oh, you were with him. It's okay.
And I do my research before I fly up there. I send a carrier pigeon to check in on all of my game show hosts.
Your game show host?
Monty Hall.
Are you the union?
Well, you know, just...
He's Skip Skipley.
Since we all have a stake in the plane, you know,
yeah.
I just want to make sure
everybody's
good.
It's like a timeshare.
Oh, my God. Okay, well, should we play the theme thing? All right, now it's this. I'm sorry, I'm just cracking up at the whole, you're hanging out with Monty Hall. That makes me very happy, Skip. Thank you for unretiring.
It was a good time.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So the object here is there are cards that are dedicated to specific videos and songs. And then we have to answer questions about the video. And then on the other side are the extra bonus questions, which are about like pop culture related questions that connect to the video. The winner is the king or queen of the world afterwards. Okay? So that's what the stakes are here. King or queen of the world.
Wow.
Okay. All right, Skip, were you starting with me?
Yes.
All right.
Mr. DiGilio, we will be asking questions about Milli Vanilli's Girl You Know It's True.
Oh, no.
Please sing a line from
now,
this
does
song.
Somebody else have to sing it and I lip sync it? Is that how that works? So Esmeralda can sing it and I'll just lip sync it?
Should do the one where when they got caught.
Yeah, where it's girl, you know it, girl, you know it, girl, you know it, girl, you know it, girl, you know it. I'm running off the stage. Girl, you know it, girl, you know it. I'm in love with two girls. I just remember that's in there. I'm in love with two girls. Girl, you know it's true. Ooh, 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 I love you. That's all I know. That's all I got.
And that'll work. All right. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Esmeralda. Mm-hmm. What fashion accessory are Milli Vanilli wearing that are also found on football fields? What fashion accessory are Milli Vanilli wearing that are also found on football fields?
Jerseys.
That is incorrect.
What is it?
Shoulder pads.
Oh, shoulder pads. Of course, yeah.
I was thinking that or cleats.
Yeah.
Jerseys
for some reason, Dan, I was thinking when you said, I'm sorry, Skip, you look a lot like Dan.
Yeah. Handsome fellow.
Yeah. I was thinking on the field. So I'm like, chalk? A goalpost?
Literally on the field.
Like you say. Yeah, I thought like on the field. Yard marker?
I saw that picture of the guy who went dummy with the thing sticking out of his back. Yeah. You thought they had that sticking out of the back?
Yeah, I thought, or they were, or chains? Where they would move the chains? I don't know.
All got right. An interesting mind there,
thank you.
What award did Milli Vanilli have to return?
The Best New Artist Grammy.
That is correct.
Okay. Girl, you know it. Girl, you know it.
Esmeralda, what are the first names of the two members of Milli Vanilli?
Come on. I'm very disappointed in myself.
You're disappointed in yourself because you don't know the two guys' names from Milli Vanilli.
No, I don't know.
Rob and Fab.
Ah! Yeah. Rob and Fab. All right.
After the first side of the card.
Oh, we're on the other side of the card.
We are now on the other side of the card.
Okay.
Yes. Oh, man. Really?
What?
Nick, what song with a nonsense title was a hit for the Police in 1982?
Da do 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 da da da.
That is correct.
Yeah, I wouldn't have known that.
You just don't even question me with the Police. Don't even do it.
Esmeralda, I think this is your chance to come back here.
Oh, okay. Good.
You are asked to perform this. Please do one of Milli Vanilli's signature dance moves.
They had that?
Yes, they did. Now we have to watch Skip to make sure she does it right.
4:42.
Oh, Lordy. Did they just did they do the running man?
Pretty much.
Yeah, that's all I could think of. Oh, wait.
You're doing the right watch, you've moved the yeah. Is that the running man?
Yes, the running man.
Okay, that's the running man.
Wow.
All right.
Don't you question me on what the running man is.
Didn't they do a thing where they did the leg?
No, that's New Kids on the Block.
No, they did that, didn't they?
I only remember it from the New Kids.
I'm telling you, they did the leg lift.
They do that in Hangin' Tough.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, the Vanilli Brothers did it. They did it. The Vanilli Brothers did it. I'm telling you. All right. Well, you got that one. Good running man.
Thank you.
Wow.
Okay,
Mr. Gilly.
What happened?
Milli was the name of which president's dog?
Oh man. Reagan.
That is incorrect.
Oh wait, is it Ford?
No.
Is it Nixon?
George Bush.
Oh.
You're just going to go through all of them?
Yeah.
Washington, Lincoln.
Yeah, Washington had a dog named Milli.
Wilson.
All right.
Esmeralda, multiple choice here.
Oh, sure.
Are you kidding after the questions she's gotten?
No.
What feature did the laundry detergent Fab boast in the 1970s?
That's fantastic that they have a question about Fab.
What's the question? What was the question?
What feature did the laundry detergent Fab boast about in the 1970s?
Okay.
A, lemon freshened borax.
Borax.
Borax. B, pine scented stain lifters. C, scrubbing bubbles. Or D, water softening action.
Water softening.
That is incorrect.
It's the A.
Yes, your lemon freshened borax.
For your clothes?
Yeah.
What does it smell like, a lemon?
Borax. Ugh. It's good for your clothes. It helps you get clothes.
Yeah, but lemon scented?
Yeah, of course.
Yuck.
So is that
for your clothes?
Was that the whole card?
That completes our card.
Okay. After the first round, 3-1 me. Fab. All right. No more Manili Brother questions.
Manili Brothers?
I doubt there's a second Manili Billy card.
Right. Although...
Well, they had this. Blame it on the rain. Oh, man. All right. We have to break here for weather and traffic. Did you know that, Esmeralda?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's one thing I did know.
Okay. Yeah. Canadian Bill, also known as Shatner, with a little more April Wine, also Canadian. He exclusively picks Canadian bands.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, it's Nick DiGilio. We're back, and Steve Grzanch and the opening bell is coming up, and Steve Cochran is coming up at 6. All right, and all right, we are back for round. Oh, look who unretired. He's back.
Hey, guys. Oh, good.
He retired 3 minutes ago, and now he's back. Skip Skipley.
Good to be back.
Thank you, Skip.
Yeah, my pleasure.
All right, are we ready for round two?
Yes.
Okay.
We're having another one-hit wonder here.
Okay, and Esmeralda, by the way, Dave Ennett and the Cats have to get ready. And the stray alley cats who are not part of the
they're starting. It's like
The Ennett army are getting ready.
Yeah, no, they're circling Tribune Tower.
Yep.
You know, like when you're in a pool and you try to do a whirlpool.
That's what they're doing right now.
Running in
right.
a circle.
It's amazing. It's spectacular view right out here on Michigan Avenue of like 5,000 alley cats getting ready for the vocal performance
I'm
of
the,
Esmeralda.
I'm the solution to all those alley cats.
Exactly right. Yeah, you don't need.
I'm going to round them all
That's
up.
That's right. So it's, by the way, I just would like to remind everybody of the score. It's 3-1, me.
Mm.
Okay. All right. Skippy.
Very classy.
yeah, that's me, man.
Yeah, because you don't want to be attacked by cats.
No.
Esmeralda, the Rembrandts, I'll be there for you.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, you know, I hired those guys.
Yeah, whatever. Okay. Well, I'll just sing the chorus. I'll be there for you when the rain starts to fall. I'll be there for you because I'm there for you too. I should have done the clapping bit. No, that's the you know, the words.
Yeah. What they do the...
What? Stay in bed. Hold on. Yeah, I can't
work again at 8.
And then in love life's DOA.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
You know, I hired them, but I didn't like the song.
I can't remember only when it's on WGN late night.
Right.
And I walk by.
When
I hear it.
When you're out in the lobby?
Yeah. I'll stand there and sing it.
Oh, it's good. Well, you did a nice job. The cats, I don't know what happened to the cats. They're all gone now.
they got the message.
They were led into Lake Michigan.
Oh, no.
Man.
All right.
Wow.
All right. I'm not going to do well here.
Oh, well.
There's going to be friends questions. I don't know this crap.
Is the theme song for what sitcom is the question.
Okay. Friends. All right.
That's correct.
All right.
Esmeralda, which friend and former Springsteen dance partner plays drums in the video?
Courtney Cox.
That is correct.
Jeez.
Mr. DiGilio.
What happened now?
Friend Matthew Perry appeared in 1997's Fools Rush In with what Latin bombshell?
Salma Hayek. I know that one. She was pregnant during the whole thing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Huh.
It was a terrible movie.
Wait, really?
She's pregnant the whole movie, if I remember correctly.
Oh, I thought you meant in real life.
No, no, in the movie, she's all pregnant.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that completes that side of the card.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was quick.
This is going to get crazy now. It's going to get nuts. Are we going to have to do any dance moves for this
No, I'm not seeing any dance moves.
Are they going to have us run into a fountain?
Clearly the cats did that.
The cats ran into the fountain. That's what they're doing right now. They've got umbrellas and they're in the fountain. They're splashing each other.
Cat version.
Yeah, friends.
How has the internet done that?
I know. Well, because cats love water so much. That's what it is. All right.
The other side of the card. Poor Esmeralda.
Come on.
Peter Sellers plays Chance the Gardener in what 1979 film?
What?
I know, right?
Well, I can't. I'm very surprised it's not multiple choice. I mean, I know it, but it's not multiple choice. It's not fair.
So wait, Peter Sellers, what?
He played a character named Chance the Gardener in a 1979 film.
Yeah, I don't know.
Being There.
Oh, no.
It's a great movie. Nothing. Great movie. What does that have to do with?
Because of the song title, I'll be there for you.
Oh, Being There.
I was trying to think. I'm like, Rembrandts? What could it be?
Okay. It's a great movie. Uh-huh. And Peter Sellers is phenomenal in it. It's just, people are always like, oh, you know, it's his last movie. It's not, unfortunately. It would be nice to think of because he's brilliant. It's one of the best performances he's ever given. It's a great film. But his last movie was The Fiendish Plot of Dr. Fu Manchu, which came out like 2 months later.
Oh, wait. Is that the one where he's dressed as an Asian man?
The Fiendish Plot of Dr. Fu Manchu?
Yeah.
It's one of many movies. He's dressed as an Asian man in about three or four films.
But is it like a Clue type situation where they're trying to get out of murder?
No, that's Murder by Decree or Murder by Death.
Okay.
Murder by Death.
That was on TV.
Yeah. It's a Neil Simon movie.
Right.
It's very funny.
Uh-huh.
It is.
Sure.
All right. Now what?
Mr. DiGilio.
What happened?
In what country was Rembrandt born?
France?
That is incorrect. Holland.
Never in a million years would I have gotten that. I can tell you where the Vanilli brothers were born.
The Vanilli brothers. I don't think they were brothers,
by the way.
FYI.
Esmeralda, multiple choice. What's the name of Kurt Cobain and Courtney Love's daughter?
Wait a minute. Wait. This is multiple choice and Being There isn't?
Apparently so.
Skip, you need to write to Hasbro or whoever the hell put this.
I will hop in the DeLorean and write back to when this game was produced. The airplane does have time travel capabilities.
Oh, okay.
A, Francine. B, Francis Bean. C, Mary Apple. D, Sally Jesse.
Francis Bean.
That is correct. Francis Bean is the right answer.
For God's sake.
Mm-hmm. Mr. DiGilio.
Yeah.
Really? What state houses Graceland?
Memphis. Tennessee. Tennessee. What state?
Nice save.
Yeah. All right.
That completes the
call. Oh, that's it?
That's it.
Oh, boy. All right, Esmeralda.
Mm-hmm.
6-4. I am the king of the world.
Keep telling yourself that.
Remember when James Cameron won that damn award for best director?
Did he say that?
He did, because he's an idiot. He walked up on stage, and he did like his, you know, thanked everybody, did like a pretty ridiculous speech, and then ended it holding up the Oscar over his head. I'm the king of the world! It's like, you're a jackass. Skip, thank you.
Hey, my pleasure, guys. Good game. Esmeralda, the way to hang tough there. That was...
Hang tough. That's the Backstreet... who is it?
Not telling you.
It's the New Kids on the Block. Let's find out what's going to be happening on the opening bell. Steve Grzanich. Hey, Steve.
It's one of those dungaree bands is what it is.
Dungaree, okay.
Dungaree bands. Coming up next in the opening bell, the Edelman PR 2017 report on how much we trust our institutions, government, business, et cetera, is out. We're going to be talking about that coming up to see just how much we trust stuff. It's next on the opening bell.
All right. Thank you, Steve.
Have a great day.
You too. All right. Yeah, that was the New Kids on the block with the Hanging Tough. Didn't you just say that to me like 10 minutes ago?
What?
When I was doing that dance?
I said nothing.
That Mr. Vanilli and his brother, Mr. Vanilli, did?
It's always interesting when two people on the same radio show give each other the silent treatment.
That makes for fantastic radio, Esmeralda. I'm not talking to you. Mm-hmm.
Hey, Esmeralda, have you figured out the first thing you're going to eat now that your whole 30's over?
Oh, I ate something yesterday. I had hummus.
You couldn't have hummus?
No, not chickpeas.
Wow. Oh, chickpeas.
And legumes.
That was not the answer I was expecting. I was like, like a Margie Sunday or something.
Oh, well then, and then Patty had on some people from Bacon Fest, so then I got to eat some sort of bacon flan chocolate.
Are you feeling okay?
Thing.
No, seriously?
Yeah.
All right, it didn't have any adverse effect on you because you did this?
No, I don't think so. Not yet.
Find out in a few hours.
We'll find out later.
All right. I'm glad you did it. That's very good.
Oh,
and are you going to kind of like alter yourself now? Like, I mean, no, seriously, your food, the food intake,
yeah,
are you going to change it?
I won't eat. I mean, it's the whole sugar thing is ridiculous.
Yeah.
So I'll probably keep paying attention to that.
Cool.
It's not that hard.
Good for you. Cool.
Thank you.
We'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Right. Way to hang tough.
Your Highness.
That's right. Damn right.